Jay, my wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday, Mike.
Let me guess, we got some property news and it's all on the upward trend. Am I right?
Yeah, you are. When are we going to stop talking about this, though? Because it's almost getting voyeuristic now, isn't it? So actually, I'm looking at these numbers wondering if it's a sign that we're getting close to the top of the market. Is this sort of the last gasp peak? But actually, probably not. It looks to me like there's a bit of momentum, and especially given that these numbers indicate there's a reasonable scarcity of stock, the market does look very tight. So, Mike, what we are talking about is the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand figures released yesterday. So the last couple of bits of data we've had on the housing market, we've been sort of looking for evidence that the market is slowing. Well, there's not much sign of that in the last release. You can toss that idea where the sun don't shine. In fact, house price inflation in these numbers looks like the Tesla share price on a good day. Look, some of the data highlights. Highest number of properties sold in February, the February month, for 14 years, up 14.6%. That's 14.6% higher than last year. So last year, just under 7,000 properties sold. This year, 8,000. But Auckland, Mike, what happened in Auckland? The number of properties sold was up 34.6%. I mean, there must be a lot of very busy real estate agents out there in Auckland. And I actually hope all those luxury car lots have got some stock in, because the agents are all going to be upgrading their rides, I reckon, now. The West Coast, tough times down there, isn't stopping house sales, Mike, up 58% in the West Coast. And I think that affordability factor might be an issue there. Taranaki up 31%. Prices, medium prices up 22.8% from February 20 to 21. That's a record high. Actually, you got 16 regions, Mike, 12 of them hit record median prices. So Auckland up 24%, so 885 grand to 1.1 million. Bindi Norwell, the CEO, she used the word extraordinary for the February month, and I think that is very apt. And a key piece of data here, the days to sell dropped from 36 days last year to 30 this year, and there are 24% fewer properties for sale. So yeah, I know we've got this factor of the reintroduction of the LBRs, and there might be a bit of a surge ahead of that. We will look to see whether the next couple of months plateau out or not, but there's just so much momentum there. Yeah. And what does the Reserve Bank do, Mike? I mean, they've got this. It highlights the magnitude of the collective task of addressing affordability, and we're still waiting on those government initiatives, aren't we? I'm not sure when they are announced.
I don't think the government know when they're going to be announced, to be honest, Andrew, but there's no surprise the house price is up. Because if you've seen the price of tomatoes and chickens, we've got all this extra money.
House prices are going up, yeah, but food prices aren't, apparently. So food prices, as reported by Stats New Zealand and the Food Price Index, they only increased 1.2% over the last 12 months. What were they thinking? Very low rate of increase. Last April, food price inflation was running at 4.4%. But, yeah, meat, poultry and fish down 2.4%. The biggest drag, chicken pieces. Down 9%. Who would know? Apples down 26%. Tomatoes, cheapest they've been in 12 years. But for those of you that look long, always sort of look forward to the time of year where you can watch Love Actually and Hugh Grant and talk about chocolate biscuits. You know the scene. They're down 11%.
Seriously?
Seriously. Chocolate biscuits
the
down 11%.
Tams? The Mallow Puffs?
I don't know. I don't buy them, but apparently they are.
All right, fair enough. Tourism package yesterday, you got to mention that's big money, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't want a 50% discounted air ticket.
Yeah, this is across the Tasman. A wee quick snippet here, a $928 million stimulus package for tourism in Australia to try and kickstart and to try and protect domestic tourism. So they're looking at boosting. They're doing airline ticket subsidies, as you said, 50% ticket, cheap loans to small tour companies, financial aid for the airlines. So they're really trying hard to keep that domestic tourism sector afloat across the Tasman.
Numbers, please. See the NASDAQ and the Dow. God.
Whoa, yeah, it's all on this week. It's all on, Mike. It's tiring. I'm going to take my level two with me and go to Queenstown today. I'm going to get out of here. 32,626 on the Dow Jones, up 328 points, up 1%. The S&P 500 up 1.4%, 3952. And the NASDAQ up 2.6%. It's been on fire this week, 13,409, up 340 points. FTSE 100 up 11, 6736. The Nikkei, 29211. Up 175 points. Shanghai Composite, 3436, up 2.36% as well. The ASX 200 fairly flat yesterday, 6713. We gained 21 points in the NZX 50 yesterday, 12,272. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.7214. against the US, 0.9280 Aussie, 0.6024 Euro, 0.5161 pounds, 78.23 against the Japanese yen. Gold, $1,724.85, and Brent crude, Mike, inching towards the $70 mark, $69.50.
Have a good one, mate. Enjoy Queenstown. See you next week. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.